morning. Allow us time to worship. God bless you on today. Thank you for being on point and on time for our appointment with our King, none other than Jesus Christ himself. Well, today is Thursday, May the 30th. The month of May is creeping on out of here quickly. You're dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today, our theme is God of Restoration. God of Restoration. And we'll find out in short order why that theme is selected. God has given us a significant prayer agenda again on today, and we thank him for that. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I'm honored to be your host for the next 30 minutes. And I say welcome to all of our prayer partners and friends everywhere, and I mean everywhere. We're getting hits and responses and involvement from people around the world, literally. I cannot exaggerate that. I am totally awed by the reports that I'm receiving on our listening area. And I have to tell you, we're not, and I'm not certainly the only hungry person out here to worship early in the morning. So we thank all of our listeners everywhere for your hunger and thirst for righteousness. And imagine, this is what we'd be doing through all eternity. We would be seeking God first thing. We would be thanking him. Our hearts will be full of praise. And one of the first things we would like to do today is to, looking at Psalm 51, I feel that we want to give that back to the Lord with sincere hearts and deep integrity about it. At the same time, I want to remind you that if you have a prayer request, something that you think would breathe life once you air it out on today in this powerful space of agreement, which we've been granted today, an audience, of course, with the Lord in his throne room, well, please do not hesitate to give it life. Allow that thing to breathe, and we will agree with you, and we know that God does hear, and he does answer. He's listening. That's important, and he doesn't just listen just because he wants to answer our prayer. The other thing that I feel that we want to bring before the Lord today is marriages, the restoration of marriages that are broken, that are divided, that are hurting. We want to bring that before the Lord. You know, that is the first institution that God created, the very first thing. He created marriage before even the church. That's how important it is to him. But also, that's the reason that the adversary attacks that institution, to bring devastation to the family, to disrupt the lives of the children and what they should be getting as a result of being part of a family. Then there's also the distortions that are being built around the idea of what is a family, who's a family, and all of those kinds of things. But we know what God did back there in the garden. It was Adam and Eve, one man, one woman. So that's what we're advocating and believing, because that's what we see there as an example. Now, also, we want to pray for those that are contemplating marriage, which is a very serious step. I thank God that my wife and I, we have the honor of 41 years of marriage, uninterrupted, never separated except we were traveling. or something like that. So we know a little bit about that because of the length of time that we had in learning and training. So we're going to lift those things up before the Lord. But here is who we're visiting with today. Let's see a little bit more about him. We have a word for we have a name for God that helps us understand him a little bit more. And the name today that we're looking at is El-Olam. El-Olam. That's L-E-L and then O and then L-A-W-M. El-Olam. And it is huge as the name. First occurred in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 33. Listen to what El-Olam means. The everlasting God, the God of eternity, the God of the universe, the God of ancient days. My goodness. Four distinct concepts that we cannot process that all at once. We have to choose slowly on that one. The everlasting God, the God of eternity, the God of the universe, the God of ancient days. This is the God whom we serve and with whom we are speaking and conversing with today. Once again, we want to welcome all of our prayer partners and friends around the world. Let us go into prayer. We're going to pray Psalm 51. When you pray the word of God, we know that God is listening to his very own thoughts, words, and heart's desire. Heavenly Father, we ask for your mercy on us on this day, according to your tender mercy and your steadfast love. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly and repeatedly from our iniquity and any guiltiness. Use your blood to cleanse us and to make us pure from our sin. We ask you, O Lord, to blot out our transgressions. We acknowledge our weaknesses, our failures, and we ask you to cleanse us completely. You are justified in your sentence and faultless judgment of us, O Lord. But you are our Father, and we know that we were brought forth in a state of iniquity. Our mother and father were sinful who conceived us. And we too am sinful. We know, Lord, that you desire truth in our inner being, in our inward parts. Make us, therefore, to know wisdom in our innermost heart. Purify us, O Lord, with your anointing, and cleanse us, and we will be free from sin. Heavenly Father, help us to hear your joy and gladness, and be satisfied. Let the bones you have broken rejoice once again and be completely healed. O Lord, have mercy on us and hide your face from our sins and blot out all our guilt and iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right, preserving and steadfast spirit in us. O Lord, cast us not from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore us, O Lord, the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with your free spirit, your Holy Spirit. We will teach transgressors your ways, O Lord, and sinners shall be converted and then return to you. Heavenly Father, deliver us from any blood guiltiness and death. You are the Lord of our salvation, and we will sing aloud your righteousness. Yeah. Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall bring forth your praise. We pray, O Lord, that you will be delighted in our sacrifice of our broken spirit, our broken and contrite heart, and we humbly bring ourselves in complete repentance before you. And we do this, Father, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. And I trust that we all can say amen to that. Well, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We also want on today to have the today's a rather clear day, it appears, and the sun is rising. I can see the reflection of the sun as it comes up, and we're bringing into God's throne room. We are bringing sacrifices today as well. He's the God of restoration. He's the everlasting God. He's the God of eternity, the God of the universe, the God of ancient days. So we bring gifts today. We bring sacrifice, and that sacrifice is us. Imagine that. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifices. Holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Father, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We ask that this day would be a day of the ongoing process of our minds being renewed, that we may prove good, acceptable and perfect to what your will is. By the grace given to us, show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gifts that has been given to us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith, and to teach according to your precious word, and to exhort and to give liberally and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to abhor that which is evil and cling to what is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another in honor, and give preference to one another, not lagging in difference, to be fervent in spirit to serve you, Lord. We rejoice in hope, dear Father. We are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs of the saints and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse us, and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be of the same mind towards one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. We will not be wise in our own opinions, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil. For your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours, dear Father. Therefore we will live peaceably with all people and be overcomers through Christ Jesus. Father, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever. because we love you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and we do so with thanksgiving. God bless the hearing, the voicing of our prayers. So we want to lift up troubled marriages. And our community, our world is filled with too many of those. And we know it's the work of the adversary. God intended that marriages would be a place of demonstration. Demonstration of what? A demonstration of the relationship between Christ and the church. That's one of the reasons for that. So we're going to petition on behalf of marriages everywhere that are in trouble, that are broken, and we want the healer. Our God is also a healer. So we want to bring marriages right now. If you're out there listening and you're in the midst of a troubled marriage, as we pray, you personalize what we're saying. You claim that by faith, knowing that God honors marriage. He does. He honors marriage. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bring every marriage before you that is undergoing turmoil right now. We pray and confess your word over those marriages. As we do, we use our combined faith, believing that your word will come to pass. Therefore, we stand in the gap for those marriages right now. And we pray and confess that those marriages will let go of bitterness. Those persons that have made a covenant with each other will let go of all bitterness, indignation, all wrath. The rage will disappear. Bad tempers will be reined in, and resentment and brawling, clamor and contention, slander, abuse, evil speaking, or blasphemous language, all malice, spite, and ill will be banished from those relationships even now in the name of the conquering Christ of Judah. Father, we submit these marriages to you. We bring them to you knowing that you're the one that take broken things and fix them and put them back together. And we're agreeing with every person out there that's experiencing disrupted and a damaged marriage relationship right now. We want wholeness to come back. Wholeness to be the dominant atmosphere around those marriages, and that each of the partners, marriage partners, will have tender and compassionate hearts, understanding and loving hearts, forgiving one another readily and freely, as you, Father, through Christ, forgave all of us. We ask, Lord, that they will be able to walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved them and gave himself up for them. An offering that was slain and sacrificed to you, God, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Now we speak directly to the arch enemy of marriages. Satan, we render you helpless in your activities in the lives of those marriage partners. We come against the spirit of separation and divorce, and we loose you from your assignment against them. Every demon, every malevolent spirit, we stand against you right now with our combined faith, and through the blood of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every design, we frustrate every effort, every plan, every plot in the name of Jesus that are lifted up against these marriages. Devil, your power is broken from these marriages in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that these marriages will be constantly renewed in the spirit of your word, that marriages are a blessing. These marriages, the persons involved, they will be renewed in the spirit of their minds. They will have a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. They have put on the new nature, and they are now created in God's image in the true righteousness and holiness. They have come to their senses by the power of God and have escaped out of the snare of the devil who has held them captive, and henceforth they will now do your will, which is what? They loved one another with the God kind of love for. They were united in total peace and harmony and happiness. Lord, we know that whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven, because you are the everlasting God. You are the God of eternity. You are the God of the universe, the God of ancient days. You are El Olam. So we thank you, Lord, and we know that you are healing and have healed, because whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Therefore, Father, we ask you to speak to the hearts of the marriage partners, these covenant couples, and heal their hurts so that they may be reconciled, making their marriage work. We know this is heard on heaven, agreed with in heaven, at your throne, by Christ Jesus. And we say, amen and amen. Can I get an agreement from somebody out there?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Yeah. It's awesome that we can pray in agreement with heaven, because God is in agreement with a prayer like that. He's
hallelujah. Come on, honey. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. So let us, in the few minutes that we have left, there's somebody out there. This is the month of June that's coming up right in front of us. And everyone knows that June is the month of chosen and preferred by many for making covenants, for marriage. And we know some right now that are contemplating that, having that happen, and already arranged and dated it as an event that will occur in within the next month. So I'm sure that there are those who want to know God's plan for them regarding marriage, even if they haven't found a partner yet, or they have found one and are complaining what they should do. So we want to bring and lift them up so that those vows, those covenant agreements as they are formed, whatever they are, that God's will be manifest in the middle of them. There would be a certainty and a sureness that God's plan for you is being worked out regarding marriage. So we say this to the Lord as we, having his ear, he is listening. We say unto you, O Lord, we do bring a desire to find a godly husband or a godly wife, as the case may be. Lord, we trust you. We lean on you. We rely on you. And I'm confident in you. Let us not be put to shame or be disappointed. Let not our enemies, the spirits of rejection, hurt, inferiority, or unworthiness, triumph over us. According to Psalm 25, we say, Heavenly Father, it is written, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and find me, when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, according to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 14. Father, we look for your plan. We look for your answer for our lives. It is our desire to be married. I must be sure, we can personalize this, in my decision that I'm living as you intended, that I am accepting whatever situation you have put me into. According to your word, marriage will bring extra problems that I may not need to face at this time in my life. Lord, you weigh the spirit, thoughts, and the intents of the heart, according to Proverbs 16:2. Therefore, I give the persons that I may be interested in wholly to you. I ask that you cause my thoughts to become agreeable to your will, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. Because you, Lord, are my shepherd, and I have everything I need. I trust you with my life, and you will let me rest in the meadow grass and lead me beside quiet streams. You will give me new strength and help me to do what honors and glorify you most. Father, help me not to be afraid, to know that you are close beside me, guarding and guiding me all the way as I seek your will for my life. Well, at the end of our prayer episode, the time goes.
God bless.
Yes. Know that you prayed in the will of God today, and you agreed on some powerful issues.
Thank you, Lord.
May God bless you, Rich. And we're looking forward to you joining us on tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shine.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
You
awesome.
Too.
Be blessed. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.